Good evening. Welcome to the bedroom of my daughter. Will you please tell us, what story did you just say you wanted to be told tonight?
The first time Rebel ever came in love with it. And the first time they bite, your mom, Paul's mom and dad, the first time they bite, is a snake, a real snake, and a real rocking horse.
A real snake and a real rocking horse. You want to hear about the first time my mother and father ever bought one of those for us?
Yeah, and Rebel came in love.
Well, I'll tell you something. It was a long time ago. It was a long time before you were born. And it was even a long time before your mommy was born. It was when I was a little boy. And one time, it was coming up to my 5th birthday. And they didn't know what they were going to get me for a present. So one day, my dad had a very good idea. He said, Paul is always playing around in the garden and digging holes in the ground and climbing up trees. I think the best thing for him would be a snake. I don't know if my mother thought that was a very good idea, but she didn't say anything. So my father got it into his head that he was going to buy me a snake for my birthday. At the same time, my mother had her own idea. She decided that I was just at the right age now for learning to ride a horse. But I was too small to have a horse of my own, and too small to go for proper riding lessons. So what she would do was get me a rocking horse.
A real rocking horse?
A real rocking horse. One that really went. And she didn't say anything to my father. So it came to my birthday. And the day before my birthday, my father had a great, great surprise. And he didn't tell anybody about it. But he arrived into the house. Excuse my coughing. Thank you. He arrived into the house with a big box and he hid it under the stairs. The night before my birthday, my mother also had a little surprise. She brought a brand new rocking horse, a real rocking horse, and she hid it under the stairs. And she didn't know what was under the stairs already, and my father didn't know that she was putting a rocking horse under the stairs. And the night of my birthday, I went fast asleep, and Rebel went fast asleep. Now, in the middle of the night, Rebel was woken up by a lot of noise. He could hear something under the stairs. He didn't actually know what it was, but he knew that there was something going on in the cupboard. He came running up the stairs to my bedroom. And do you know what he did? He actually started licking my foot. This was his way of waking me up. I woke up very slowly because I thought it was mainly tickling me that he was doing. And he pulled me, and together we went downstairs. And we could hear a very strange sound coming from under the stairs. And who do you think was in there under the stairs?
The snake and rocking horse.
The snake and the rocking horse, but I had no idea what they were doing. So, Rebel and I, being the only ones awake in the house, we had to decide whether we were going to wake up my mother and father and tell them that there was something going on in the house. First, I started to go upstairs, but Rebel pulled me back. He didn't think it was a good idea for me to go waking them up in the middle of the night. So, I didn't go. I never used to like doing things that Rebel didn't like, because he was a very sensible dog. And in the second half of the story, I will tell you what happened.
Oh, Daddy, I don't want the second half.
Okay.
Tell me the rest.